Pulling at the two dots on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're at the two dots. We have a couple of short amuds coming up soon, but this one is a fairly long one. We're going to be in Kachim for a couple of dapim now. There's going to be a lot about karbanos. Today is not particularly complicated, but just a lot of things about karbanos. One of the things the Mishnah had said that you get malchus for is if you eat tevel. Tevel is, of course, something that you didn't take Trubus and Maisus from. But there was a machlokas in the Mishnah, how much tevel you have to eat in order to be chayiv. If you recall, one opinion was that you have to eat a kezayis of it in order to get malchus, and the other one said, even a mashu, even a tiny, tiny amount. You take a little crumb of tevel, and you're already going to be chayiv, even for a mashu of tevel. So let's pick up from the two dots, four lines before the lines get wide. Kama yochal mina tevel. How much do you have to eat from tevel in order to be chayiv? So again, we said that there was a machlokas, whether it's even a tiny amount, or only if you eat a kezayis. Amar of Bibi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, machlokas bechita. The whole machlokas is if you eat a full grain of tevel, even though it's less than gezayis, you ate a full seed of wheat. Aval bekemach, but once it's ground up into flour, divrei akol kezayis. Everyone's going to agree that you're only chayiv if you eat a kezayis. Why? Why would everyone agree once it's ground up into flour that you're for sure not chayiv unless you eat a kezayis? But if you eat it while it's still a full seed, you're going to be chayiv? Because if it's full seed, it is... No, that's
it's one unit.
It's a unit. It's what we call a beria. And so long as something is one full unit, you're going to be chayiv on it, even if it's smaller than a kezayis. So if you eat flour where it's already ground up, it's not a single unit, then everyone would agree only a kezayis you'd be chayiv for. That is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. I'm sorry, that was Rabbi Bibi's understanding of Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Now Rabbi Yirmiya says the name of Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Ke machlokas bezu, kach machlokas bezu. He says, no, just like they argue about eating a chita, they also argue about eating flour. That there is an opinion in our Mishnah that even a mashu of flour you would be chayiv on. Tanan, first wide line. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Amar Lahem Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said to the Chachamim, "Iatem odim li ba'ochal nemala kol shehu shu chayiv? Don't you agree that if you eat a bug that's very tiny, that you're going to be chayiv?" What did the Rabban respond to that? Why are you chayiv if you eat a very tiny bug? Because it's a beria, it's a unit. Amrullah, they said back to him, "Mipnei shei kibriyasa." No, that's only because it's a beria. Amar lahen, Rabbi Shimon responded, "Afchita achas kibriyasa." Well, a single stalk of wheat is also, a single seed of wheat is also a beria, kernel of wheat, that's what it's called, not a seed. A single kernel of wheat is also a beria. Chita in kemachlo, but you see from the Mishnah that even Rabbi Shimon holds, yeah, a kernel of wheat is a beria, but what is not a beria? Flour. Once it's ground up flour, that for sure, even Rabbi Shimon would agree you're not going to be chayiv if you eat less than a kezayis of ground up flour. So bottom line, you see from here, from our Mishnah, that less than a kezayis of ground up flour, it's for sure you're not chayiv on. Answers the Gemara, nah, not such a good proof from our Mishnah. Because maybe when Rabbi Shimon said that, l'divrayim ka'amar lehu, he was responding to the Rabbanan according to their own logic. What he was saying to them was as follows. L'didi, Rabbi Shimon was saying, if you ask me, afilu kemach nami, I think even if you eat a very tiny little bit of flour, that's tevel, you're going to be chayiv. Elo l'didchu, but even according to you guys, that you're only chayiv if you eat either a kezayis or a what? Beria. Odili mihas, at least admit to me, dechita achas kabriyasa, that a single kernel of wheat counts as a beria. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan would respond, we're going to have to do the sugya one day of beria, it's a great sugya. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan would respond, berias neshama chashuva, chita lo chashuva. A definition of a beria had to be something that was once alive. It had to have a neshama. Something that would never had life to it is not called a beria. A beria means it has to be a higher order of creature. It can't just be a plant. It has to be something that, like a bug, something that was once alive. Tanya kavaseid Rabbi Yirmiya. We have a brayse that supports Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Shimon Omer kol shu lamakos lomru kezayis elin karban. That Rabbi Shimon says that when you eat even a tiny amount, you get malchus, and the only reason you need to eat a kezayis ever is to be chayiv a karban. But malchus you get even if you eat a tiny amount, and even if it's just flour. So that brayse supports Rabbi Yirmiya's understanding. Main point number one: we have a machlokas whether even non-living things count as a beria. And a machlokas tanaim, whether you're chayiv for a kol shehu of tevel, for a tiny amount of tevel. And a machlokas, whether you're chayiv for a tiny amount of tevel. Good, so if the question is a person chayiv for eating less than a kazayis of tevel? The answer is, well, if it's a beria, everyone agrees. But if it's not a beria, then it's a machlokas. Mishnah. The Mishnah continues along the theme of what averos are you chayiv malchus for? So says the Mishnah, ha'ochel bikurim ad shelo kara aleihem. When a person brings bikurim, which was an important concept, you bring those first fruits. There are halachas that you have to do with the first fruits. Not only do you parade them to the base of Mikdash and put them down next to the Mizbeach, you're supposed to say a whole parsha of bikurim. You're supposed to say the whole Arami Oviravi section of the Chumash. That's called Mikra Bikurim. It's a mitzvah to say those psukim when you bring bikurim. Let's say you eat your bikurim before you ever said that section of Chumash. You ate the bikurim, you ate the first fruits before you ever said Arami Ovidavi. Or kachay kachim chutz l'klayim. You eat kachay kachim outside of the Azara, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. What's the rule of kachay kachim? They need to be eaten only in the Beis HaMikdash, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Or kachim kalim ma'aser sheni chutz l'choma. You eat kachim kalim or you eat ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Kachim kalim are allowed to be eaten outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but they have to be eaten where? In Yerushalayim. Same with ma'aser sheni. Let's say you do these things beyond where you're allowed to eat them. Or, Hashover es ha'etzem b'pesach ha'tohar. Someone breaks a bone of a kosher carbon pesach, of a tohar carbon pesach. You're not allowed to break a bone of a carbon pesach. Hareza lo karbam. In all these cases, you get 40 malchus. Aval, but if someone does the following. Hamosir b'tohar, if someone violates nosar on a kosher carbon pesach, what does it mean he violates nosar? What does he do wrong? He leaves over some of the meat, he doesn't finish it in time. And my Karm Pesach, what does in time mean? How much time do you have for Karm Pesach? You have machlokas either till chatzos or through the whole night. But past that, it's no sir. Now I'll leave it past that. Or vashover b'tamei, if someone breaks a bone of a tamei Karm Pesach, ain't a lok arbanim, then you don't get malchus. Hanotel ema alabanim. What if a person doesn't do shiluach hakein? He just takes the mother, takes the babies, doesn't send away the mother. He doesn't do shiluach hakein. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo kaveinu mishalech. Rabbi Yehuda says, you get malchus, you violated the avera, it's too late, you can't send the mother away, you already took everything. V'cham omrim mishalech veinu loka. The Chum say, no, you could still fix it. This is what we call a lav hanita klasei. Fix it by putting the mother back, sending her away, and then taking the eggs again. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol mitzvos lo sasei sheyesh makom asei ein chayavin aleha. Whenever you have a mitzvos lo sasei that has a way to fix it by doing an asei, you're not going to get malchus for it. Good, that's the Mishnah. Amar Rabba Bar Brachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zu divrei Rabbi Akiva satib ta'a. That our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Which line in our Mishnah? The very first line in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that if you eat bikurim before reading the parsha of what? Which parsha? Who remembers? Arami Ovidavi. Right, if you eat bikurim before reading parsha of Arami Ovidavi, you're going to get malchus. That sounds like what makes the fruit mutter? Reading the parsha. That the mikra, reading it, that's the most important thing, and only once you do that does the fruit become mutter. Says the Gemara, yeah, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Aval, chachamim omrim, bikurim hanacha ma'akeves ben, kriya ein ma'akeves ben. The Chum disagree. The Chum think, you know what makes the bikurim mutter? Putting the basket down next to where? Where do you put the basket down? Next to the Mizbeach. Reading the parsha, it's important, it's a mitzvah, but it's not going to be an avera to eat the fruits if you didn't read the parsha. It's only an avera to eat the fruits if you didn't do what, according to the Chumim? Put it down next to the Mizbeach. So says the Gemara, how do you know it's Rabbi Akiva that authored our Mishnah? Maybe it's Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon also holds that the reading of the parsha is the most important. So how do you know that our Mishnah is only going like Rabbi Akiva? Says the Gemara, Hakamashmalan. This is what it's teaching us. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Svirale. That just like Rabbi Shimon holds, you must read the parsha before you eat the fruits, Rabbi Akiva also holds you must read the parsha before you eat the fruits. My Rabbi Shimon, the rest of the Amud is going to be to answer this question. Where do we ever find the Rabbi Shimon says this? Where do we ever find Rabbi Shimon says what? They're reading the parsha is the most important thing before you eat the fruits. So you must read the parsha before you eat the fruits. Before we get to the My Rabbi Shimon, let's do main point number two. Machlokas whether bikurim become mutter to eat after you finish off. Machlok is whether Bikur Mekam Matzah eat after what? Or after what? You tell me. After reading the parasha or after setting them next to the Mizbeach? Right? After the Mikra or after the Hanacha? Machlok is whether Bikur Mekam Matzah eat after you read the parasha or after the Hanacha, after placing them next to the Mizbeach. Now this brisa that we're about to quote, the point of this brisa is to show us that Rabbi Shimon holds that Mikra Bikurim is very important, that you're only allowed to eat Bikurim once you do the reading of the parasha. What the brisa is going to do is it's going to quote five different phrases from a pasuk, and it's going to teach us, Rabbi Shimon's going to derive halachas from each of those five phrases. Ditanya, here's the brisa. First phrase from pasuk, Utrumas Yadcha. What does Utrumas Yadcha mean? That's a phrase from pasuk, Elu Bikurim. That's a reference to the mitzvah of Bikurim. Amar Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon says as follows, Ma Bazel Lamdenu. What's Utrumas Yadcha teaching us when it tells us something about Bikurim? Pasuk says you're not allowed to eat a whole bunch of things, five different things that you're not allowed to eat. One of the things is Utrumas Yadcha. So what's that teaching us? Imli Ochlan Chutz Lechoma. If it's just telling me I'm not allowed to eat Bikurim outside of the wall of what? The wall of Yerushalayim. Well, Kal Vachomer Mimaisar Akal. I would know that on my own from a Kal Vachomer, that you're not even allowed to eat Maisar Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. So for sure you're not allowed to eat Bikurim outside of Yerushalayim. Uma Maisar Akal Ochlan Chutz Lechoma Loka. If you get Malkus reading Maisar Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, Bikurim Lokoshkin, then of course you can get Malkus reading Bikurim where? Outside of Yerushalayim. So what's this pasuk about? I already know from a Kal Vachomer that Yechayv Malkus reading Bikurim outside of Yerushalayim. What's this pasuk about? Haloba akasav ella laochel mi Bikurim atzalokara alehen shuloka. What's this pasuk about? It's telling me not if you eat Bikurim in the wrong place, but you eat Bikurim before you say the pasuk. That's where you get Malkus. Says Rabbi Shimon. You see that from the pasuk. So what do we see? That Rabbi Shimon holds that when do you get Malkus for eating Bikurim? If you eat Bikurim before, saying the Pesukim. It's not about whether it's before or after you put it down next to the Mizbech. It's about whether it's before or after you said the Pesukim. That's the reason we quote this whole Brisa. But we're going to continue learning the Brisa, even though we already got the whole reason we quoted it. The Pasuk also says, V'nidvosecha. You get Malkus for eating Nidvosecha. What are Nidvosecha? Zu todu shlamim. That's a reference to two karbanos, karban todah and karban shlamim. Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma bazel lamdenu. What kind of malchus do you get for eating karban todah and karban shlamim? You're allowed to eat those karbanos. What do we mean? You get malchus for eating those things. Im la ochlan chutz l'choma. If it's to tell me that you got malchus for eating them, where? Outside of Yerushalayim, kal v'chomer mimaiser. I already know you got malchus for that. I know that from. From Maaser Sheni, Haloba Akasavel Ochel B'Tod B'Shalom L'Fnei Zrika Shuloka. No, you know what it's telling me? That if you eat a Karban Todah, Karban Shalom before sprinkling the blood, that's what you get Malkus for. Fine. Next phrase in the pasuk, third phrase, Ubechoros. It says Ubechoros, Zeha Bechar. That tells me that sometimes you can get Malkus for eating a firstborn animal. Firstborn animal is holy. Sometimes you can get Malkus for eating a firstborn animal. So what's that about? Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ma Bazel Lamdeinu. What's it teaching me about? Im Liochan Chutz L'Choma. If it's teach me that you got Malkus for eating a firstborn animal outside of Yerushalayim, how am I going to know it? You should already be able to finish the sentence. I already know that because Kal V'Chomer Mimaiser. It's a Kal V'Chomer from Maaser Sheni. Im Lefnei Zrika. If it's to tell me that you get Malkus for eating a firstborn animal before you ever sprinkle the blood, I know that also. Kal V'Chomer Mi. Todo Shlamim. I should know that from the halacha of Todo Shlamim. Haloba akasav ella laochel min habachar afilu liachar zrika shuloka. No, what it's telling me is, if you eat from the firstborn animal, even if it's after you sprinkle the blood, it's usher to eat from the firstborn animal, and you get malchus if you do it. That's what I learned from the word ubecharos. Fourth phrase in the pasuk, bekarcha vitzonecha. What's that about? It says, somehow the pasuk is telling me you get malchus when you eat bakarcha vitzonecha. What does bakarcha vitzonecha mean in English? What's bakar and what's tzon?
Cattle.
Your cattle and your sheep. Why am I getting malchus for eating my own cattle and my own sheep? What's the pasuk talking about? Zu chatos v'yasham. It's not talking about your own cattle and your own sheep. It's talking about a karban chatos or a karban asham. Those are the two karbanos you bring when you do what? When you do an avera, exactly.
Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ma Bazel Lamdenu. What do you mean I get Malkus when I eat a Chatzos or a Nashim? What's it teaching me? If it's telling me that I get Malkus if I eat a Chatzos or a Nashim outside of Yerushalayim, Kal V'chomer Mimaiser. I already know that because I can learn that from Meiser. Just like I get Malkus for any Meiser Shein outside Yerushalayim. Of course I'm going to get Malkus if I eat a Chatzos or a Nashim outside of Yerushalayim. Im Lefnei Zrika, if it's to teach me that I get Malkus for eating a Chatzos and Nashim before Zrika, Kal V'chomer Mitodo Shlamin. Well, I know that from a Kal V'chomer, from Todo Karmen Shlamin. We already learned you get Malkus for eating Todo and Shlamin before the Zrika. Of course you can get Malkus for Chatzos and Nashim before the Zrika. Im Liachar Zrika, if you want to tell me that I get Malkus for eating it even after I do the Zrika, Kal V'chomer Mibachar. I know that from a Kal V'chomer from Bachar. We just learned that by a Bachar you get Malkus even after the Zrika. Haloba Akasav El Ochel Michatos Vashem Afil Liachar Zrika Chutz L'Klayim Shuloka. You know what it's teaching me? That even if I eat the Chatzos Nasham after the Zrika, inside Yerushalayim, but Chutz L'Klayim, what does Chutz L'Klayim mean? Outside of the curtains, outside of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, even then I get Malkus. Chatzos Nashim are what kinds of kachim? Kachim? Kache? Kachim. And that's why they have to be eaten only in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. If I eat them outside, I'm going to get Malkus. Last phrase. Nidarecha. It says that if you eat your neder, you get Malkus. What's that about? Zu'ola. That refers to a carbon ola. What do you do with a carbon ola? It gets burnt completely on the Mizbech. Amar Reb Shimon, Ma Bazel Lamdeinu. What's this teaching me? That I get Malkus when I eat a carbonola. Im Liochun Chutz L'Choma. If it's telling me that I get Malkus if I eat my carbonola, where? Outside of Yerushalayim. I know that. Kal V'chomer me. Meiser. I know from Meiser Sheni. Im L'Frei Zrika. If it's to tell me that I get Malkus for eating it, when? Before what? Before sprinkling the blood. Kal V'chomer me Todo Shlamim. I already know that from Todan Shlamin. Im Liachar Zrika, if it's teaching me that I get Malkus for eating it when? After I sprinkle the blood, Kal V'chomer mi Bechar. I already know that from Bechar. Im Chutz L'Klaim, if it's telling me that I get Malkus for eating Carbonola outside of the Azara, Kal V'chomer mi Chatas Vasham. I would know that from Chatas Nasham. Halo ba Akasav Ela? La'ochel min ha'ola la'achar zrika afilu bifnim shehuloka. It's telling me that if you eat a carbon ola whenever, wherever, you get malchus. Ola is not meant to be eaten. It could be after the zrika, it could be in the base of mikdash, doesn't matter, it's a carbon ola. That's why you get malchus. Main point number three. Rabbi Shimon has five drushos to teach a chiyuv malchus for eating different types of karbanos. Five drashos to teach a chiyuv malchus for eating different types of karbanos. That's the main point, but let's quickly review what those drashos taught us. If you eat bikurim, where? Outside of Yerushalayim. If you eat a karban todo shlamim before sprinkling. If you eat a bechar, even after sprinkling. If you eat a chatzos nasham, anywhere outside of the Azara. And if you eat a carbonola, at all. For all those things, you chayev malchus. Those are the five things Rabbi Shimon says you chayev malchus for. He gets it all from a single pasuk. Now it's interesting to note, and for Amud Beis it will be important to note, that his five drashos, if you look at the pasuk where he took each phrase from, he went through all of the phrases backwards. He started from the last phrase in the pasuk and then worked his way up, instead of starting from the beginning of the pasuk and working his way down. That's going to be important on Amud Beis. But that's Rabbi Shimon.